Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I'm Aphrodite North, and this is the Illumination Station.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Jacqueline, my beloved, how are you doing? I'm doing great. I've been very busy this week. How about you?
I'm doing the same. That Mercury retrograde kicked in and keeps me running. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's only two kind of people on the planet, those people that are Irish and those people that wish they were today. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone that's listening.
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
I always love this holiday because the parades and stuff and all the green and all the camaraderie. It's kind of fun.
Green is my favorite color, so I have a strong affection for St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Like watching everybody wear green.
The luck of the Irish. You know, I mean, I don't know how much Irish I have exactly. I'm English, Irish, Dutch, and German, and I've never stopped to actually figure out the actual percentage rate of which part of me. I have a feeling at this point in my involvement, I'm kind of integrated.
You're a mutt like all the rest of us.
Exactly. Well, we have an exciting show tonight. We have a two-hour special going on tonight that for those that are listening. I notice I already have a few people that have signed on for some readings with me and Jacqueline. We do astrology for the call-in people for the first hour tonight. And for our second hour, we have a very special guest. Jacqueline, would you like to tell them about our very special guest?
Oh, she is a wonderful woman. I truly enjoy her in my life. She is just a wonderful lady. She's got some great things going on. She's the owner of the Spark of Divine in Vero Beach, Florida. And she has some great things that she does. And most of all, she's a wonderful individual that wants to unite lightworkers around the world.
Fabulous. I can't wait to talk to her. We're going to interview her, and you're going to have an opportunity to call in and ask her some questions if you have questions about what she does and how she does it. So we'll leave that for the second half of the show. We want to talk to you about a couple of things that are going on in the heavens that you may or may not be aware of. And the first thing I want to tell you that at the time that the show started tonight, the moon has moved out of Capricorn. It's in Aquarius, a little bit of lighter energy for me because I'm a Cancer sun. And I'm, like, actually enjoying the last couple of hours here. I put together my New England boiled dinner for my St. Patrick's Day supper. And, of course, we have Mercury, Mars, and Saturn all retrograde. So a lot of people are in delay. And part of the reason that things have kind of slowed down, and sometimes they can even seem a little bit frustrating, is because it's time to think and think again, and it's time to evaluate what you're doing. To see if you can improve upon what you're doing before you start a new launch. And it's also time also that larger systems and corporations are going through, again, trying to make, to run in the black, if you will. Okay, they're trying to make things workable in the economy. There can be delays around legal matters with the courts as well, if you're waiting to get a final settlement on something or close on a home. So there has been some delays going on for the last few shows we've done. And now, of course, Mercury, we talked about this last week, is in the mix. And it's interesting because tonight Uranus and Mercury are kissing. And because of that, I'm sure we're going to have some surprises tonight. I've had some surprises all day.
It's all good. They're wonderful surprises. We have a grand trine with Jupiter, foundational good changes.
There you go. There you go. I like this grand trine, too, because I actually have gotten an awful lot accomplished since it kind of, like, you know, kicked in, you know, over the last week or so. And so I've been enjoying that, too.
Yes. Yes. This is really, as we talked about it retrograde, the retrograde with Mars and with Mercury, both of those really stop us and make us look back and clean up things from the past. And so there's a lot of information that we're receiving at this point in time that can help us with something that we haven't looked at for a while that's been a dilemma, and all of a sudden it's come back up and giving you a solution to it. This is one of the advantages of that, but it's kind of a shifting gears thing. The world doesn't like to shift gears too well.
No, it doesn't. Now, this Thursday coming up, we're going to have a new moon in Aries. You want to fill him in on that, Jacqueline?
The new moon in Aries.
Aries.
Well, that beautiful new moon means, you know, you're starting out with Aries, the new beginning again. Okay, and as it goes through this, we have, you know, we have a backwards motion going in from Aries to Pisces. And with Mercury as well. And here again, what it's trying to do is start new beginnings and start things as fresh, living in the moment and living in the now. And looking at that higher spirituality and being guided towards your faith and really seeing that all is possible, even though it may not look possible at this time in front of you. So I like the new beginning with Aries because it's really with itself. You know, it's in its natural terrain of being that fresh, new, brand new kind of thing.
Exactly. And, of course, it's right following the vernal equinox, and which is really interesting,
mm-hmm.
too. And I think what a lot of people don't understand, they don't always have a good understanding of planets of event versus planets of process. Now, Mercury is the planet of communication perception, and Uranus is a higher octave of Mercury, and they're actually kissing with the lights in between them on this new moon. So it's a very, very powerful cycle. And also, people don't understand a lot of times, Venus, the love planet, which everybody likes Venus, of course, Neptune is a higher octave of Venus. Okay? So when we're looking at these planets, we're trying to, again, look at not only what the planet of event is doing, but the planet of spiritual process that is helping us to go through a gentle metamorphosis, if you will, to be our higher self, to be the best that we can be, beings of light inside of physical bodies at this time. So that's what we both look at, Jacqueline and myself, when we look at these charts, because we know sometimes you're in a process, so we'll look at the events that are going on. We'll also look at the process and what beautiful rewards it can glean you to kind of tough through.
Absolutely, and this is definitely a time of process.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a few people on hold. I suppose we should take a caller.
All right.
First. I'll take the first one that was holding on when I signed on today. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hello.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
And what is your name?
My name is Shauna.
Say again?
Shauna,
very nice.
Thank you.
And when's your birthday?
May 31st, 9.
I'm sorry, May 1st, what?
No, May 31.
May 31st, what year? 59.
59.
Got it.
And what time were you born?
Well, I cannot tell you. It's in the morning and born in Europe, and I don't know the time. 7 or 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh. And what city were you born in?
Oh, I don't want to give this information over the radio.
Well, what city do you live in now?
I live in California.
Can you give me the name of a close city?
Los Angeles.
Okay. Just want to get the planetary picture. We're not trying to be nosy.
I understand, but many people probably
okay.
Come.
Now, what question did you have for us today?
Do you see that planet actually on my side help me with my personal relationships, love life, and things like that? Stable, serious, long-term, or it's not meant to be this year?
Now, you're talking about a love relationship?
Yeah, I'm talking about something stable, serious, long-term, not just dating.
Okay, I got it. All right. Now, early in the morning, the day that you were born, okay, in Los Angeles, because that's how
no, I was born in Los Angeles.
I know, but you live there, but you live there now.
I was born
there
in
now,
Europe.
Right? Yes, I know. But you live in Los Angeles, and after you have moved to a new location, after the first 13 months, you have to look at a relocation chart because it changes. Your planets stay in the same signs, but the way that you express them changes when you move. How long have you lived in Los Angeles?
Many years.
Okay. So we need to use the Los Angeles chart for you anyway because it's just going to be more accurate for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because the Earth is an orb, okay? So when you move across the globe, the star that's rising on the east is different from where you were born in Europe. Very different. Okay? And you came in with an Aries moon, and Uranus, the planet of metamorphosis and dramatic change and surprises and excitement, is sitting right on your moon today. So this is a time that you want to get very inspired by your life, don't you?
I wish I was inspired.
Okay.
Inspiration of this time.
Okay. What do you think, Jacqueline?
And I'm going to say this. I think that you're tired. I think you're worn. You have a Venus and Mars in Cancer, and you've been going in a direction for a very long time. And it makes you weaker. Okay. And here again, I think with your love life, I think it's making foundational changes for you. But I do feel that your faith is out of balance. I feel that you're dealing with old issues from the past coming to you, and really you're at a time where you have to work through those. So there's certain fears and certain issues that are coming up that aren't really true, but that you're having to address and feeling uncomfortable of it. And I think going back into some kind of routine of faith, I'd like to see you doing something like Tai Chi or something like this with movement in it to break that up. Okay, even if you took walk, I know you live in the LA area and there's not a lot of room to walk, but here again, if you took walks or got on a treadmill or something, I think you'd find a lot more of recharging and inspiration within your body, and I think that would help during this transitional time.
Yeah, I exercise. I just walk today. I do walk almost each day, and I exercise 3 times a week.
But it's the walking or the movement or the actual movement, not necessarily just exercising like lifting weights or like stomach crunches or things like that. It's more of a movement. That's what I said, maybe Tai Chi. Okay, because it's a slower movement, it's an accurate movement like walking. You're only going to stretch your legs so far, you're only going to do so much. So I'm more into you doing something that is more of a stretching exercise than an actual working out exercise.
So you feel that this year is not a good year for the love life?
I think it's making a great transformation and change. I think you have a great deal of opportunity coming to you this year. However, you have to balance that faith out because you can get a little overly critical with that Venus and Mars and Cancer. And you can close your mind to what's out there. And I'm saying that you need to be open to it. I know that you've been through a challenging time. Pluto has passed over your Saturn in the seventh house in your relocation chart in California. So it means it has been a challenging time for you, but that's passed. It's passing away from each other. And this year it clears it. So really, I think this is a good time for your love life. I think that you have to be open to it, though, because I think the experience has closed you down. Does that make sense to you?
I'm trying to be open, unfortunately, nothing good happens. Well, I'm trying to be to compromise, but still, you know, I just don't see anything happening.
Yeah, old issues from the past are coming up right at this time. Right now is not really a good time in your love life still. It's passing. You've been through a long span of it. Okay, so let it pass, and I think be open to it because I know that you've been through a hard time with your love life, but it's coming to the end of this long duration. So it brought you the lessons that you needed to know.
So I understand. But how do you think that, what was the timing that would be a good timing for the new life? When the period, in other words, when this whole period ends?
I think that your opportunity is going to come more towards July and August of this year, and let me tell you why, Shauna. One of the things that goes on in your chart, so your Mars is at 29 degrees of Cancer on the cusp of Leo, and my Sun is there, so I understand the energy very well on a personal level as well as far as the vibration. Saturn right now is retrograde in Libra, where it's exalted, and Saturn in the outer wheel is often, again, somebody that you can find that you respect and admire who is negotiable. Okay, who does know how to compromise, and there's some beautiful trines to Saturn with Chiron, okay, in your chart, which you have to meet someone that you respect and admire from the very beginning. And then what's going to happen is you're going to become very, very curious, and then before you know it, you're going to have feelings in your heart again. You're going to feel, you know, like you're 22 again. But this summer, I think, can manifest something good. Saturn will be going direct on June 25th and still exalted in Libra, and that's a time when the doors can open. But I strongly encourage you to listen to Jacqueline's advice also. Clear out the closets of your mind and heart during these retrogrades. Leave some things behind you, your doubts about being able to attract the relationship you really desire, because in July and August, he's going to show up, and you better be ready.
That's what I was trying to get to.
So you're saying that Saturn is moving through the Libra signs. When is it going to be out of Libra? I think it's been there like 2-something years. It was a very
2.5
day.
Years, but it was like going to be changing signs in 30 minutes, and it retrograded back. It's retrograde now, so it actually appears to be moving backwards until the 25th of June. As it starts to move forward in July, it's still exalted in that sign, and it's a wonderful place for it to be for you. Okay, because it does form some beautiful angles to your Chiron, which means that you're going to feel very well balanced as you approach someone that comes into your life that can create a really beautiful relationship for you. It doesn't go into Scorpio until the fall.
Oh,
what's
going to happen when it goes to Scorpio? Because the last 2 years, 2.5 years, were very difficult.
Well, and here again, it's compounding you, saying you've got to learn what you really need to learn if you really want the relationship you want. Okay, so it has compounding you. Okay. And so your love life has been somewhat challenging during this period of time. And that's why, again, you know, I reiterate that there's things that you need from the past to clean up at this point in time. It's really going to bring you a beautiful gift. And here you've gone through the work. Sometimes no good thing comes without effort, okay? And here you've put in the time, you've put in the effort. You've gotten through this hard time. So it's going to give you the gift for going through the hard time. So it's actually a good thing.
You mentioned that it moved to Scorpio after it leaves Libra. So what does it mean when Saturn moves Scorpio? What's the meaning of movement?
It can actually deepen your relationship, but honey, we have a lot of people waiting.
Okay.
We thank you very much for calling in tonight, and just ride the train. You'll be fine.
Okay.
I have to tell you, this is going to be a good year. Okay?
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good night.
Good luck. Good luck.
Love. Yes.
Always
quite a challenge. Yes. Let's take another caller because we have them all lining up here, and I don't want to keep them waiting for a long time.
Okay.
Hi, this is the Illumination Station. Can we help you? Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
And what's your name?
Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Now, did you have a question for us tonight?
Sure, love life too.
All right, and when's your birthday?
10/5/16.
Of course, the Libra. What year again?
60.
All right. And what time were you born?
I think 7:25 a.m.
And what city were you born in?
Huntington, New York.
Do you still live there?
No.
Where do you live now?
Riverhead, New York.
What, where?
Riverhead, New York.
Riverhead, oh, okay. Do you like it there?
Yeah.
Are you involved in a relationship with somebody else right now?
Not really, no.
I'm surprised.
Well, the person is like a friend, or but he doesn't want more. I don't want to get into it. It's not a relationship.
Well, that's a good one. All right.
Can I ask you a question, Suzanne? Do you go out a lot? Are you a very sociable person?
Well, I go out once a week. I have a child and money's tight, but I go out once a week. I'm going out to...
Great. Okay.
I am social. Yeah.
Good. Because Mars right now is transiting your 11th house of clubs, groups, associations, and being a regular somewhere.
Yep.
And because it's retrograde, this is a time that you do need to maybe open up to the possibility of your relationships, because you've got a beautiful grand trine sitting right on you. And you could meet somebody, I mean, tonight. Okay?
Well, that would it was so weird. Somebody's trying to fix me up with somebody, but the person might not be able to get a babysitter, so he might not show up.
Well, don't give up on this, because of the retrogrades, there could be delays in the meeting, but I have a feeling the planets are in place. You need to meet this person.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Because it's almost like he's already there, and that's what Jacqueline picked up right away. It's almost
well,
like
I met
he's
him.
Already there.
I met him for like 20 minutes with my friend. It wasn't like a setup. I just met him. He said, "Oh, I dress like a librarian." I really didn't. And he just said, "Oh, how old is she?" And she dressed as a librarian.
Mm-hmm.
You have a Libra rising. Why wouldn't you? you're not going to dress up in purples and reds and bright flowery colors. That's not your personality.
Well, I have green on today.
Of course, it's
well,
St. Patrick's
perfect.
Day. So do I. It's a good thing for you. You know, you're a very deep person. You know, you're very, very sincere. You're very spiritual and very psychic. You know that. I'm not telling you anything you don't know with that. And right now, my feeling is, if you have an intuition about somebody, if you see somebody across a room, especially now, I mean, Jupiter and Venus are kissing in the heavens in Taurus, opposing all your Scorpio stuff in the first house. Honey, you're not going to miss it. It's going to be staring you right in the face. It's right
absolutely.
On top of you. It's right on
yeah,
top of you.
Somebody asked me out, but I think they're just too old and fuddy-duddy, so I said yes, but I don't really want to.
Well, again here, what we're trying to say with this is that when you meet this person, you'll know it, okay? You need to be out in the public at this point in time. You need to be going everywhere, you know, be a social little creature, talking to everybody, because here again, this is an ideal time for you to meet a great relationship.
Okay.
Doesn't get much better than this, honey. Thank your lucky stars.
Now, the person I was kind of seeing now, that's just like a friend, you think?
Yeah.
Well, I think
yeah,
that this
absolutely.
Person loves you very, very much, though, and I think that they're a great treasure. And I think it's very, very important for you to appreciate that person because I have a, you know, in our lives, there's very few people that we'll meet that if the rest of the world walked out tomorrow, they'd still be standing there. And he's one of those. Hold on to him as a friend. Hold on to him.
And the person,
okay?
The next boyfriend might be there. I don't know. Do you think? I don't even know about him.
And here again, what I'm saying is that you will know when you meet the spark. You just got to sit down and talk to each one of them personally. You're a one-to-one relationship girl, so you got to be in person with them.
All right.
And keep us posted.
All right.
Give us a call back and let us know how it goes, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good night. Awesome. Everybody wants to get into these relationships, and I think it's spring has sprung.
Well, you know, and that's one thing about this new Aries new moon that we're going to have is that spring is definitely going to spring.
Oh, I tell you what.
I think we're going to see a lot of flowers coming up quickly.
Well, my garden here is stellar. I mean, I have daffodils everywhere. My trees are all starting to flower now. I mean, it's just amazing here in Virginia. And it's just beautiful. Just to drive down the street is delicious.
You got to love that.
Well, you're in Florida. Everything's blooming down there all the time.
Well, we have a little bit of a winter. Everything's starting to bloom out again right now. But, you know, it does die down a little bit in the winter.
True. Are you ready for our next caller there, Jacqueline?
All right.
All righty then. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hello?
Hi. What's your name?
Hi. My birth is 6/23/81.
Can you say that
again?
June 23/81.
And do you know what time you were born?
8:30
And what city were you born in?
I'm born in West DC. It's R-E-C-I-F-E in Brazil.
In where?
Brazil.
Brazil, okay.
Gotcha. There's three of them in the world.
And I live right now in Prospect, Kentucky.
In where?
Prospect, Kentucky.
Prospect, Kentucky.
Wow, you're a long way from home, honey.
Oh, yeah. opposite. Everything here is opposite.
Now, what question did you have for us tonight?
I want to see if you see me become pregnant.
You want a baby?
Yes.
Okay. Let's take a look at that. Boy, you're going to make a great mommy.
Thank you. I am a mom already. My daughter is 6 years old.
Yeah, you're very, very good with children, aren't you? You really listen to them, and you really, really can negotiate with them. Very good.
Okay.
You can talk their language. It's great. You're very childlike yourself. I like that.
Oh, God, yes, I am.
The teacher is a student, and the student is a teacher. She learns a lot from our kids, too.
Yes. Very nice.
Yes. Are we married? Now some thought of baby.
Okay. What do you think about a pregnancy, Jacqueline?
Well, I do feel it is a little bit challenging at this point in time. I think your hormones are a little low. I think you could build them up a little bit more. It's not that you're not capable of having children. But I do feel through success you will have a child. You know, it's a matter of tenacity with it. But I think you need to start taking something to build your hormones up a little bit more to help that out at this point.
It's kind of echo a little bit, though.
I know. Are you too close to your computer? Can you move a little bit away from your computer for me? Sometimes that makes the echo go away.
I don't hear echo from you. I hear when Jacqueline talks.
Oh, okay. Well, we get this every once in a while. But it's just unfortunately, it's the Mercury retrograde. What I'm really thinking here, my little Cancer friend, is that I'm thinking that you're not in the most fertile of cycles until the fall. I think in the fall, when Saturn enters Scorpio, I think then when it's in trine to your sun, you are more apt to be able to conceive more easily. And I'm not sure if there is some hormonal protocol you'll follow between now and then or not, from what Jacqueline says, because I trust her instincts as well. But I just feel it's more towards the fall of this year that you would conceive. And I do think, too, that it's going to be a very joyful time for you. A very joyful time for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it gives you plenty of time to get yourself together. I think with the retrograde planets right now, we get very impatient because we feel like we're taking two steps forward and three steps back. And the things we're trying so hard to create, we can see them, we can smell them, we can almost touch them, but they're not yet there. So what I would do is I would occupy yourself just being the loving mother that you are and being very open for the little spirit that wants to be your child to come in more towards the fall of this year. Okay.
And again, and just to let Aphrodite know, the reason why I say that is because I look at both the natal chart originally and the relocation. And right now in your natal chart, even though it now becomes a secondary effect because of where you're you've relocated to, you still have the Pluto in Capricorn in the fifth house of children. And here again, that brings a little bit of an affliction. And that's what I say, yes, you can, and you're capable of it, is because it's a secondary effect now. But it makes you a little bit less potent or gives you less hormones at this point in time until that transition through the fifth house.
Right. But I still think it's going to be a good fall for you.
Yeah,
I
do.
What kind of juggling point you mean? Because
she's correct with this question.
Like, can you talk with the echo? Can you pretty much translate what she said?
Well, she just said that because Pluto, the planet of power, life, death, and rebirthing, it's a planet of process. It's in Capricorn, which is not a fertile sign, and it's in your fifth house of children. But it's only a degree and a half away from leaving there. Now, it's going to retrograde back into the fifth house over the summer, but then in the fall, it's going to leave that house. And that's exactly why I think that in the fall, you're much more fertile than you are now, and then you'll conceive. Okay?
Okay.
All righty.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling
that's
in
great.
Tonight, honey.
Great.
And keep us posted. We want to know.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All right. God bless.
Okay, you too. Mm-hmm. Bye.
All righty then. I like that everybody's planning for their future. It's so wonderful to be the mouthpiece
to
help them get there. All righty, are you ready for the next one?
I'm ready for the next one.
All righty then. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air. How can we help you tonight?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Great. What's your name?
This is Gwendolyn.
Gwendolyn, I love that.
Oh, thank you.
What a cute name. All right.
And my
so what's
birthday?
Your birthday?
It is April 2nd, 1964.
It's coming up.
Yes.
And what time were you born?
3:15 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh. I have friends in Raleigh.
Yes, I love Raleigh.
So you're still living there, I take it?
Actually, no. I'm in Massachusetts.
Oh, really? What part of Massachusetts?
I'm in Newton.
Newton. I'm from Worcester, originally.
Ah, Worcester.
Yeah. A lot of my family still lives there. I'm going to try and make it up to see them this spring.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I love New England. New England. They say you can take the girl out of New England, but you can't take New England out of the girl.
Absolutely not.
So what question did you have for us today?
I'm calling in regards to romance, and do you see a relationship for me this year?
All righty then. When you say this year, do you have a month in mind?
No.
Just asking.
I'm open.
You're totally open. Now, is there a possibility? Go ahead, Jacqueline.
I'm looking at your soul return for this year, and what I find is your moon is in Leo, your part of fortune is Leo, and even though Mars retrograde is in Leo in your fifth house, I think you're really going to start up a love life here in some kind of romance. You have the part of fortune, which really helps you out and gives you that advantage. And it's trining Pluto, so it's transforming, changing that environment as far as your love life, what it has been, to something new or something different. You have Jupiter in your first house. This is a lucky year for you. This beautiful grand trine is sitting between your ninth, your first, and your fifth house. So I would be definitely looking for that relationship this year.
Wow.
Better get ready. Exactly.
Excellent.
Well, the other thing I wanted to mention, though, while I'm looking at your chart here from Newton, too, is right now Mars is retrograde on your ascendant, and I think that you have learned an awful lot about relationships, okay?
Yes.
And you've got some beautiful trines that are supporting this, so I think that other people that are around you may be going through some things in a relationship, and you can be very helpful to them at this time.
Mm, okay.
And as you're helpful to them, it's almost like it reinforces all the things that you've discovered about relationships in readiness to move forward into a really fine relationship for yourself.
Okay.
It's interesting because today, both Mercury and Uranus are sitting on your Mars in your eighth house right now, and I really feel because your Mars is in Aries, you really need a straight shooter. You need somebody that's very, very honest.
Yes.
And has the courage of their convictions, because I think anything less than that will not, it won't pass the test of time.
No.
For you.
No, absolutely not.
Your Mercury and your Venus are both in Taurus, even though they're very far apart. They're on the two opposite ends of that sign. But you also make love practical, even though you are romantic and very passionate. You like the practical things, too.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And you have to have a little bit of both. Now, I think in the past, because the way your chart looks to me, you have fixed some fixer-uppers. Okay?
There's where exactly where I was going to go. Go ahead, Aphrodite.
Yes.
And you have now learned to spot them in a crowded room, honey. You're okay.
Yes. This is true.
So you're good to go.
You are. And I'll give you one more thing about this.
Okay.
If you dream him, he will come. You have a Mercury in Pisces this year, and it is in your seventh, transiting your seventh house. And here again, this faith and this dream and this belief, hold on to it because you can have it right now. As long as you believe you can have it, you can have it. Okay,
wow.
So that's what I mean by if you dream him, he will come. If you believe it, if you focus on that, there's no problem.
That's true.
Now, can it, now is that energy the same? Does that energy go throughout, not just romance, let's say family and work as well?
With Jupiter in your first house, in your solar return, you should prosper in all your ways. Those things that you identify with and practically address in a very black and white manner, those things will prosper this year. If you have a lot of doubts, pull yourself back.
Right.
Because Mars is retrograde in Virgo in your solar return chart. So because of the, if you have considerable doubts, you know the old saying, if in doubt, don't.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So that's the kind of year that you're in. So don't let yourself get, again, in a situation where you're always trying to fix everyone. I would give good advice, and I would, you know, ask people the appropriate questions so they can come to their own conclusion and help them to grow. But I wouldn't let it, you know, cloud my own vision of the future.
Exactly.
You know, romantically, I think you need to put the stars back in your eyes and expect the best things to show up.
Yes.
Yes.
It's very, very true. And it's like I've just put a clamp on trying to help people. I will give them what I've experienced and the wisdom that I've learned through my experience. But other than that, it's like I just don't get I don't climb in the boat anymore.
And this is a really wise choice for you because you can absorb that energy with that Mercury and Pisces energy that Jacqueline had mentioned. And you know, it's not that you want to drop people off at the curb, but you have to qualify how long you want to spend in their energy field.
Exactly.
Because it can bring you down, and you know, in your because you're very kind. You're very kind. And
I'm wise with that now.
Yes, you are.
You know, I don't cast my pearls before swine.
There you go.
I just, it's like relationships, friendships, it's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't, you know, it has to be, how I see it, it has to be a win-win situation. It has to be a win-win relationship.
Yes, a good exchange of energy.
Exactly. It can't be a lopsided. It just doesn't work for me anymore. And that goes on my whole life.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we wish you the best, and keep us posted. Give us a call back and let us know how things are going in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Blessings to you.
Blessings to you. Good night.
Thank you.
It's all about love. It seems like it's all about love every week, huh, Jacqueline?
Love is one of the most important things in life, and that's coming from a Libra sun.
There you go. And, you know, spring has sprung, so there you go.
Yes, it is. It's a time.
Love is in the air. Love is in the air. Okay. Are we ready for the next one?
All right.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you? You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hey.
How are you doing tonight?
Fine.
What's
I
your name?
I feedback through the phone, so.
Okay.
You have to excuse me. It's like an echo.
What's your name? I know. What's your name?
Tamika.
Cute. And what did you want us to look at tonight?
Not sure. Oh, well, I've been looking for work, and I haven't had any luck with that. I wanted to know if you saw anything.
Okay.
What's your birthday?
5/26/76.
And do you know what time you were born?
I think it was... I want to say it was between 3 and 4, but I'm not sure. I don't have my birth certificate on me.
And what's AM or PM?
Oh, it's definitely like AM. Or no, I'm sorry, PM. It was PM.
And what city were you born in?
Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio. Do you still live there now?
Yeah.
Don't sound so excited, honey.
No.
Well, I split the difference and set you up about 3:30. I split the difference
and
set you up
about
3:30. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's take a look.
Okay.
Where did you want to move to, Talika?
You know, I'm not really sure. I don't know. Hopefully somewhere a little different from here anyway.
Well, I don't really see a move immediately for you. I think you could entertain that thought probably more after Jupiter gets into Gemini, the sign of your sun, which isn't until after the 4th of July weekend this year. Then I think you could basically look into possibilities of relocation because Jupiter will be in your ninth house at that time. Right now it's still in your eighth house. Now, the kind of work that you normally do you normally work behind the scenes?
Well, the last job I had, I worked in a CD store, but I haven't had luck in finding a job in, God, I don't know, a while. It's been some years, so. But I've been looking and calling. And I don't know. Just having that luck with it.
Right. That's what it looks like here too. That's what I'm seeing as well. What kind of work were you actually looking for?
Well, just something. I don't know that. That's close or that I'd like. I wasn't interested in sales or warehouse stuff, so I'm not trying to be too picky, but I don't want to like go sign up to be a trash collector today or something.
not your cup of tea, eh? Okay.
No.
Well, I just think that for some reason, because Jupiter and Venus are both transiting in your eighth house right now, it's more apt to be some kind of work where you'd be kind of behind the scenes. And if you are planning to make a move in your future and you want to make a move this year, have you looked into doing just working for like a temporary agency just to bring some money in, or are you collecting unemployment?
No, I'm not collecting unemployment.
Because I think working for an agency might work until you can get your bearings, because I really do think that your time in Columbus is passing.
Oh, really good. I call it the Twilight Zone. I say I can't never leave the Twilight Zone.
I can't agree with Aphrodite here. I think your time in Columbus is passing. I think you need to look. Possibly maybe the Carolinas or something like that. Okay? Just to give you a clue or an idea, start looking at where you really, what you really want around you. Okay? You definitely need some kind of earth type around you. Some hills does you well. Okay? And I agree with Aphrodite on the temporary agency, because I think right now you could do something like a temporary agency type of thing, okay? I am going to suggest one thing to you that might help, but it's not. Your work is a way of life. It's not just a job. You're not somebody who just goes to work for money. You have to have some kind of passion, or else it doesn't work for you, okay?
Yeah.
So you're very independent compared to most people, and you're not the 8-to-5 kind of girl, okay? So I'm suggesting maybe going into something like trying to become a limousine driver or something like this. Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking about something like that because my driver's perfectly.
You're good at it. You know, here again, you're still behind the scenes because you're not having that much of a contact with other people at this point in time. And so I'm just kind of suggesting that too. But I like the temporary agency for right now because it can bring you quick money. And I think that's the reason why Aphrodite sees it too, is that I think there's an opportunity for temp agencies for you to be able to make some money here and there to be able to feel comfortable with how you're living.
Okay.
Exactly. Now, I'm just going to throw something out there that popped into my mind, and it's just a psychic flash. Astrology doesn't really have anything to do with it. But one of the things that they always do need is people that transport things, for instance, from laboratories to hospitals and back. Okay? They have a very, very large courier army throughout the United States. And I have a feeling that if you were going to get a permanent job, I think the driving thing is good, but I don't necessarily see it cross-country. I feel, again, you might end up working, transporting things back and forth, that you never really see the person that gets those things or gets the results of those things. So it could be laboratory specimens. It could be different kinds of supplies that, like, diabetics would need, or wheelchairs, that type of thing. But I just feel that if you chose something like that, you would really like it because you're kind of, you would kind of be a hero inside, because you'd be helping people less than fortunate that need medical attention, but you'd just be the courier person. And I think that you would really like that.
But it's strange that you said that, because there's a lady that I know, she actually works transporting things like organs or something.
Right.
She said that she did that, and I thought, wow, that sounds kind of neat. Because she gets to do a little traveling, and I don't know.
Yeah, and that you're out of the road, and you're kind of like...
But I wasn't sure if I qualified for it. I'm always worried about that.
And here again, one of the reasons why I say that a temp agency might work really well now and really would work for you is because I think you need a little bit of money to get a certificate or something like this, something to do with having a process to get through that's going to cost you money. Okay. Again, the limousine driver or driving for a company or corporation, they might want you to have a higher certificate as far as your driver's license is concerned. Okay. But I do think that's a good direction. I really think that that was really inspired of After Dad. I think that that's perfect. If you want a permanent job now, I think that's perfect.
Okay. I would definitely look into that because I know I need something.
Sometimes it's just
my kid
one bright
will be
21
idea. Next year and
sometimes it's just one bright idea that leads you to the right place, okay? And because, you know, your friend was talking to you about this or this acquaintance and stuff, and then it popped into my head, the same kind of thing. I think that that's the direction you need to look at because, again, it might spur you on to be very excited and maybe even pursue something different in school later on. Once you get permanently employed, I have a feeling you're going to end up going back to school, my dear.
Good, great.
Yep. I think you'll appreciate that, too.
I didn't want to just leave it there.
Yep. Well, you have a great night. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, you guys, too, and thank you so much. I'm glad I got through.
Me, too. God bless.
All right.
Wow. This is the Illumination Station. We're almost to the top of the hour. I think we have enough time to take one more person, and then we're going to be having a special interview with Beth Frank. She is an incredible person that Jacqueline knows very personally. She owns the Spark of Divine in Vero Beach, and she is a wonderful light worker herself. We're going to take one more caller, and then we're going to bring her on so that we can find out the beautiful things that she's doing to make this world a better place. You ready for the last one?
Let's go.
Greetings, this is the Illumination Station. How can I help you?
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you?
Is it me?
It is you.
It is you.
It's Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hey there.
Okay, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm loving your show.
Great.
Oh, that's great. What's your birthday?
9/18/56.
What year again? I'm sorry.
1956.
56. Okay. And do you know what time you were born?
5:35 a.m.
And what city were you born in?
What did you say?
What city were you born in?
Oh, Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, all right. I hear you have a beautiful weather today. I live in the summertime right outside of Cleveland.
We all have a problem.
I'm sorry?
You sorry?
We all have a problem.
Now, do you still live in Cleveland?
Sandy.
Do you still live in Cleveland, Ohio?
I'm in San Diego.
I know that, but I just wanted to be sure. That was a test. You passed with flying colors. What can we do for you tonight?
I'd like to know more about the Grand Shrine and how to make best use of it.
Well, usually a Grand Shrine uses you. What are you talking about?
You were such a cut up.
I can't help myself.
Well, try harder.
This is such a creative time for you and an inspirational time for you with this Grand Trine. It really is.
Yeah, kicking your Jupiter. Yeah, it's a good time for you.
It really is. In your needle chart, it really sets a new foundation as far as your whole, how you appear and all of your creative attributes and all of your understanding of what's right and wrong. It really enhances that at this point in time.
Great.
I think you need to have high visibility. Put yourself out there.
Okay.
Jupiter and Venus both in your 10th house right now. You belong to the public.
Okay.
Time to launch. Time to launch.
All right.
Are you launching a new career, a new profession at this point in time? Because it's really a perfect time for that.
Yes.
Where you're located at.
Yeah, resurrecting it.
Absolutely, because the Mars retrograde is part of that grand trine. So, of course, you're resurrecting it, and you're going to perfect it. I tell you what, by the middle of April, you're going to feel like you're there. It's really awesome energy.
Cool.
Great.
Oh, thanks for that. I appreciate it.
We want to know the scoop.
Okay, I'll keep you.
This is going to be good.
Thanks, ladies.
Yep. Glad you made it through tonight.
Good luck.
Take care. Happy St. Pat's.
Bye-bye.
All righty then. This is the second half of our show, and we're doing a special interview with Beth Frank. And I'm going to go ahead and grab her because I can see her holding on and ready to talk to us. And I want to let Jacqueline run with the ball because they're close friends and welcome her to the show. Here we go.
Welcome, Beth.
Hello. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am good. Good.
That's a good thing. I'm so happy that you decided to join us on the show tonight.
Oh, I am thrilled that you asked me to join you. It's an honor to be here with you.
Well, I'm Aphrodite Beth. It's a pleasure to meet you, even though it's only this way for right now. When I come down to Florida in May, I'm definitely going to make it a point to come up and visit you.
Oh, wonderful. I think that's fabulous. I've heard so much about you.
Well, Beth is the owner of Sparks of Divine in Vero Beach, Florida, and she has taken on this wonderful endeavor to help all of us unite together. And it's not only a healing center, but it's a learning center. And I think it's such a great thing about how she has really embraced all the different modalities out there to unite them into one place. And really bring a unity of all different types of information and education to others. So tell us, Beth, a little bit about the spark of divine.
Well, you said quite a bit. We are definitely here to help people find their path from whatever path that might be. I have friends from many different backgrounds, my Catholic friends, Buddhist friends, Wiccan friends. Everybody feels comfortable and welcome here, and that's our goal, is to welcome everybody. We want people to be healthy inside and out, heart, mind, body, and spirit.
How marvelous. You know, I have two centers here I'm involved with that actually are kind of on the same path as you, which is really awesome. This is so fabulous to talk to you tonight.
That's wonderful. It's great to know there's more of us out there. We need people out there trying to unite everything.
So how did you know that this was your path? Has it been a long journey, or is it something that you were born with and just let it blossom?
A little bit of both. I was kind of born doing energy work, instinctively healing lots of animals and things like that. The center, I kind of always felt that there was something, but it took a long time to get here.
But now you're there.
Jacqueline
tells me you do great healing work now that you're a Reiki master.
Yes, and we love it. I'm also an angelologist, and I incorporate the angels and crystals, and you know, you can just never have too many healing modalities, so I'm always open to learning new things and incorporating those techniques as well.
So tell us about the angelology. What is angelology?
Angelology is the term itself is basically the study of angels. What I do is assist people in healing themselves through the angels. I looked around a lot. I finally found a woman, Angela McGurr, in the UK. And it's a very deep healing process. It's not light and fluffy. A lot of people think the angels are light and fluffy, and they can be, and that's all well and good. But this is for deep inner healing, just to really heal yourself, those issues, so that you don't have to keep revisiting them over and over and over again.
And does do the angels work in other aspects of your life, as far as can they do something else for another individual?
In all aspects, and yes, I do definitely use them to heal others. You learn who to call upon for what. Instinctively, they'll just come in and sort of guide your hand. It's really quite phenomenal. It's been a huge, huge life changer for me.
Wow, that's great.
No, it is absolutely, it's so wonderful, there are no words.
So tell us how it feels when an angel is helping you. I know my experiences, but I'm very, very interested in hearing yours.
It's different depending upon who's there. Different angels have different energies, and you get to learn each one's kind of individual energy. You know, sometimes I'll call on one and I'll feel someone else step in and know, oops, I called on the wrong one, obviously.
Wow.
So, yeah. But I work very closely with Archangel Raphael. We've been together for many lifetimes. And it always is a very warm, calming, soothing energy. But his energy can also be very strong and powerful when it's needed.
Excellent. Now, what kind of issues would you call upon that particular angel for?
Archangel Raphael is for any form of healing. I work with him anytime I'm doing a healing session for someone or doing any kind of distant healing. Also, just for myself, he's always been, and my angel died, so he's been with me my whole life and through many past lifetimes as well. But he is just for healing overall. Generally, anyone can call on him to help them heal any kind of issue, whether it be physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. He'll be there.
Well, Beth, I'd like to share something with you. A couple of years ago, my husband transitioned from this plane to the next, and a very dear friend of mine in New Hampshire actually gave me this beautiful necklace that had all the little sigils and signs for Archangel Raphael. And, of course, I have it on to this day. I think it really helped me with my grieving process, even though I knew my husband was better to be in the light at that time. Okay? And so, still, you know, you go through the process because you just miss them, you know?
Right, right.
And you would never want to deny someone you love heaven, but again, it was a wonderful thing that this person gave to me. And I think so. Sometimes I would be sitting there and I'd feel very sad, and I would just touch it, and I would ask for help, and I would feel, as you said, the energy all around my upper body. It's really amazing.
Mm-hmm. It is amazing. And it sounds like that was the perfect healing tool for you.
Yes, it was very, very sweet and very unexpected, actually.
Well, it was probably guided.
I know.
I'm sure your husband had a hand in it.
Oh, yes, yes. He has been around quite a bit.
I'm not surprised. I didn't think he'd ever leave.
Well, I'm sure he probably hasn't.
So, Beth, tell us about the things that you offer at your store. When people walk into your store, what is the first thing that they see?
Oh, well, we have a big board with all of the events on it and the classes listed. We have an actual metaphysical store with your usual metaphysical crystals, candles, incense, some fabulous working jewelry, the tools of evolution, which are just marvelous, marvelous pieces. And we also offer all sorts of classes, Reiki, Qigong, gyrokinesis. We do all forms of energy healing. We've got a big area for people to leave their cards and flyers because we really want to support everyone in the community who's doing this kind of work. We've got some shamanism things going on. We do drum circles and Reiki circles. We have psychic readers and astrologers.
Yes.
Yes, and we do new and full moon ceremonies and solstice and equinox events. And we have a large variety of workshops and things that go on as well.
Wow, it sounds fabulous.
Yes, it is. We try to offer something for everybody. So, and I always tell everybody, you know, if we don't have it and you want to see it, let me know and I'll try and find it.
That's great. That's great.
So what events are coming up this month?
Oh, let's see. We've got all kinds of things coming up soon. Well, we've got what we're calling Super Tuesday this coming week between the new moon and the equinox and it being Conception Day. We're doing a big sound healing and ceremony for that. We've got some soul healing going on the 24th of March and also around the medicine wheel on that day. The 31st, we've got an Accutherapy and the Reset Revolution, which teaches people how to reset their body to its best. The Angelology classes should begin on April 8th. There's a full moon on April 6th. Reiki class on the 7th. We've got a real treat. Barbara Evans is coming with her image key mandalas and her crystal grid. She'll be here the 18th through the 21st. And then we have a big psychic fair planned for April 28th.
Wow. Sounds remarkable.
So, yeah, so that's just a few of the things we've got happening.
That is great. Wow. You're a very busy woman.
So, yes, and there's always more things in the works and more ideas in my little head, so.
Exactly. Sounds superb.
It is. It's really a...
One of the places that I read out of here in Roanoke, Virginia, Beth, I'd love to have you. If you're ever up in this area, you need to come by and meet Carolyn Bratton, who she's a facilitator for the Lifestream Center, which is where I do my readings. And she's doing many of the things you're speaking of. And as well, and so again, it's kind of interesting. I'm talking to you, and it's funny. I'm thinking of her and feeling her light also, because it's coming from that same space of unconditional love and all acceptance. It's just a beautiful thing that you're doing here.
Oh, thank you, and that'll be fabulous. Hopefully, I'll get to meet you soon. There, my daughter lives up in your area.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yes, I'm going to send her to you.
That would be great. I would love that. I would love that. Now, how can people find you, Beth?
Well, we are in Vero Beach, in downtown Vero. We are a block east of 14th Avenue, which is what everyone thinks of as downtown. We're on the corner of 18th Street and Old Dixie in the Len Marr Shop. The physical address is 1789 Old Dixie Highway, and that is in Vero Beach, Florida.
Great. And what number could they call if they had questions about your classes and such?
It's 772-257-6499.
Excellent. Now, do you have a website?
We are in the process of getting a website. I do have a page holding space. I'm looking for someone who can build me a nice Joomla template. If anybody who's listening out there can do it, you can call me. So for a reasonable price, we're new business. But we are on Meetup and we are on Facebook.
Way to go. Got to do the networking.
Yes, that we do. So,
one thing we didn't cover is how did you come to open the Spark of Divine?
Well, I actually was sort of kind of pushed into it by the angels. They just kept telling me that I was supposed to have this healing center where people could come to heal and where we could unite the light workers so that we would all be supporting one another instead of, you know, competing with each other. And it just happened. They kept saying, do it, and I couldn't stop the voices. So I did it.
Great. That's great. I have a couple people holding on that might have a question or two for you. Bats, would you like to, want me to pick up a call here?
Sure.
Okay. Hi, this is the Illumination Station. Do you have a question for our special guest, Beth? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is the Illumination Station. Do you have a question for our special guest, Beth? Are you there? Hello? Oh, lost her. I'll pick up the other one. All right.
You gotta love Mercury retrograde.
Hi, this is the Illumination Station. Do you have a question for our special guest, Beth?
I'm just listening.
You're just listening? Okay, then I'll put you back on hold. Are you sure you don't want to ask a question?
Yes, I can't talk.
Okay. All right, bye. I love it when that happens. Beth, I had a couple of questions for you myself, if that's okay.
Yes, that's fine.
And one of those is, recently I do this little thing at this place called The Mysterium, and they have it at the United Unitarian Church, and this wonderful woman who's also a medium has put it all together, Tracy Lockwood. And what we do is once a month we get together and we just go in, and all of the people that do different things metaphysically get together, and everybody kind of comes in. They just pay $10 and come in and get like a mini session with everyone to see what we do. And I met a very nice gentleman there who does an awful lot with different kinds of crystals. And he had bags of all these crystals that he had gotten, and almost all of them were clear quartz crystals of different sizes and dimensions, but all of them had points. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if a person is looking for a friendly clear quartz crystal, what criteria do they use, or is it just something that you feel on the inside when you touch it?
It's just something that you feel. They'll call to you. You'll know. You can look at the most beautiful crystal in the world. It can be a AAA quality, and the one sitting next to it might not be as good a quality, but it's the one you have to have. So. You go by what you feel.
Now, I know from my past that certain gemstones, of course, have all different kinds of properties. Okay.
Yes.
And in the matrix of the way that they're formed plays a very strong role in that. Okay. So if, say, for instance, a person was looking for love, see how that's been the theme for the first half of the show, what crystals would you tell them that they might want to go and look and touch and see what would work for them, what crystals would kind of help that process for them to open up their heart and maybe be open to give and receive love?
Rose is the stone of unconditional love.
That would be the top pick.
And if you don't resonate towards that, then check out the emerald. That's another good one for love.
Great. All right. That's really interesting. I never heard that about the emerald, although I have a couple people in my family that's their birthstone, and they adore them.
I'm a ruby girl.
Green also connects with the heart chakra, and the heart chakra is love. Ah. What about the ruby?
The ruby is another good one. It's also very good for energy. So it can connect with the root chakra, and if you're having problems with energy, feeling tired, ruby is a good one to carry in your pocket.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah, because I'm a ruby girl.
Well, that's why you're high energy.
Well, you know what happens?
It's not surprising.
I, I did suffer an injury to my neck and arm last year, and it really, I've been, you know, doing a lot of good things with energy healers and stuff where I am here in Roanoke, and people have been wonderful here. I've been getting, you know, craniosacral, I've been getting massage therapy, I've been going on the biomat, I've been doing all these kinds of things to help the process and doing some stretching. And you know what? It was funny because a couple of weeks ago, I was just going through and putting some of my jewelry away, and I have a star ruby that I got many, many years ago, okay, actually down in Boca, okay, because I lived in Florida for about 20 years. And I saw this star ruby, and I decided to put it on, you know, my left hand because that's where the numbness and the discomfort's coming from. And it's been feeling better ever since I put it on.
Oh, wonderful. Oh,
wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Ruby is definitely your stone then.
Yes. How about you, Jacqueline? What's your stone?
I have a very unusual stone. It is not of this earth. It is Moldavite.
Ah, I have a Moldavite crystal ball. I know what you're talking about.
I am also wearing a Moldavite.
So tell us about the stone, you guys.
You want to tell them about it, Beth, or you want
it
to
is,
tell
it is. Go ahead, Jacqueline. You talk about
it. Okay. It is not of this earth. It is a stone that comes from the heavens. And that's the reason why I said you should talk about it, is because, you know, I vibrate, resonate towards it as far as my emotion towards it, because to me it really has a strong healing power. It is a green stone, but it has a very strong healing power for me and a very strong healing energy for me. It also gives me a lot of energy. It boosts my energy level when I have it. So.
Yes, Moldavite is good for all of those things. It is. It's a wonderful stone. I'm wearing a piece now as well. It is high energy. It's a very high vibration stone, so it helps you to raise your vibration, to raise your Christ consciousness as well.
Wow. Now, I saw one the other day that looked a little bit more blue than green. Is there a difference as far as the kind of energy? Or it just has to do with your persona?
It has probably got more to do with your persona. The bluer energy is also going to bring in some, you know, additional healing, maybe some throat, third eye, along with the heart chakra from the green.
Now, do you have a preference for what metal a stone is set in? Or does it depend on the stone?
For me personally, I don't think it matters. I think it's a personal choice for whoever is going to be wearing the stone. I have a lot in silver. I have a few in gold. But the price of gold, close to mine, is silver right now.
I hear ya.
So, but, yeah, I think it's just a personal preference.
Exactly. Well, I guess gold is more associated with the sun and silver is more associated with the moon, and that's why I was trying to see if there was a correlation, because I do have rubies set in both silver and gold, and I even have a ruby that's set in white gold, but because it had a silver feel to it, so I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Well, silver is more feminine, and gold tends to be more masculine. Stones are not really masculine or feminine. They're whatever you need them to be at that moment. You'll hear people say, here, hold him, hold her, when they're talking about one of their crystals, and that's the energy that they're feeling from it, because that's what they need.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, crystals are wonderful tools. They give us what we need.
Now, how does someone go about, you know, developing their gifts? I know you offer classes. Now, do you have a Reiki certification program where people can go in and do different levels of the Reiki training?
Yes, I do. There are four levels, and I teach all four. Last level is to become a teacher yourself. So it's fabulous. There cannot be enough Reiki practitioners and energy workers and healers on the planet. So.
Exactly. It's amazing.
It is. It is wonderful. But, yeah, and I offer Reiki circles so that you have have practice so you feel confident in being able to, you know, do it. So we do Reiki shares once a month where all the practitioners, get together, and we work on each other and share ideas, and it's great fun.
Well, one of the exciting things that happened to me, at one point we were having a psychic fair at the Lifestream Center here, and what they did was they had three or four different people that were all Reiki practitioners working on you at the same time on this little bed. And I had been going through all these transitions and everything, and so I'm just like laying there relaxing. I know, Jacqueline, you find that impossible to believe, but it's true. and it was so funny because I kind of like laid there and I floated like a little girl. And actually, when I sat up, I did. I felt exactly like a little girl again. I had the giggles because I remember they used to call me Giggle Gut because I was such a giggler. And I was giddy. I was really giddy. And they said, no, you have to get up slowly. You have to get up slowly. And I got up and I really felt much more like a being of light than a human when I got off that table. And so they're giving me water. And I'm walking around and I'm feeling like I'm 12 years old. It was remarkable.
Yes. The wonderful joy of Reiki.
Yes. It's fabulous. It's fabulous. Now, as far as the angels, are there people that teach angelology in other parts of the country? I know that you teach it, which is fabulous, because I don't know too many places that do teach that, and I'm very interested in that.
I am sure there are other places. I know that Angela's specific techniques, as far as I know, I'm the only one teaching it here in the States. I know that there is someone that's doing it in Germany, and I think someone doing it in Spain. And there are several people in the UK that do it.
Okay.
So, but I know that there are others with different programs here in the States.
Exactly. Well, I've listened to all, like, Doreen Virtue's CDs and such about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get myself a little acclimated, but again, you know, after you listen to that, you want to know more. You know?
Right.
Exactly.
Right. And I know Doreen does. I think she's still doing groups. I know that she has a lot of certified angel therapy people out. I don't know exactly what they teach. I've not. I've had actually someone come here to do a seminar, but. I wasn't able to sit in on it, so I don't know. I was unfortunately stuck working in the store.
Yes, you're a busy lady.
Yeah, I don't always get to do what I want now.
Oh.
That's a hardship, I know. I love my job so much.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. She is so in a great space and doing such a great thing. And again, it's inspiring because there's so many different things to learn at her store. I sit there and I go, oh, if I lived in Vero Beach, this is where I'd want to be. Yeah.
Well, it looks like we have another caller. Let me see if they want to talk to Beth. Hi, this is the Illumination Station. Did you have a question for our special guest?
I was seeing if you were doing readings.
We were doing readings for the first hour. Now we have a special guest who is a Reiki master and teaches angelology. Would you like to ask her a question?
Yeah, does she see any angels around me?
Yes. You have several guardian angels that are always with you.
Would Michael be one?
Michael is one, and Cassiel is one.
Do they have any messages for me?
Cassiel is telling you to be strong, and these messages never make any sense to me. I have no idea what they're talking about ever. So if it makes sense to you, I am just grateful for that. He's just telling you to be strong, and that you'll get through it. And it'll all be okay in the end, and to stay strong. And I can see Michael wrapping his blue cloak around you in a to protect you.
Wow.
Amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And bless you. Thanks for calling in.
You do have a little echo.
I know. We haven't been able to get rid of it.
Okay,
I don't know what causes it. Sorry.
I didn't mention it.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Nice energy. Jacqueline and
very
I wanted
nice
to take a little look at your chart tonight for you. See as how you are
oh,
our
sure,
guest, we
sure
want to treat you to something nice, too. And one of the things I looked at before we started the show is I looked at where you were born in Milton, Florida, and then I relocated you to Vero, and there's actually a bit of a remarkable difference between the two charts.
Oh. That sounds
interesting. And I pointed out to Jacqueline, she went, whoa, so let her run with the ball on this one.
When I looked at your chart, I didn't think, you know, Milton to Vero, I didn't think it was that far of a distance to really make any kind of change in your chart. But it actually does, which is kind of an interesting thing here for you because, you see, I just one of the reasons why I'm saying this is because I just taught Beth, beginning astrology. She's in my advanced astrology class now. I'm sorry, I'm not talking very well. So
it's Mercury retrograde. We get it.
I'm having loads of fun. But anyhow, the thing is that it closes that gap a little bit. It makes it an interesting thing to where it puts a lot more of your planets into the fifth house. Okay.
More planets in the fifth house?
Well, it makes it more compressed. And so here again, it sparks that creative level of you. When you go to Vero Beach, it has this great creative level that comes out of you. And it really, I'm not surprised now looking at this one that you would open a center like this. Okay, because here again, you want to express in your work that great creativeness of all venues. You know, you want to, you know, with all that Virgo energy that you have, you want everybody to have this beautiful, harmonious environment, and you're going to create it. And in Vero Beach, you get to do that.
Well, that is wonderful. I just can't believe there can be more planets in that fifth house. It's full.
Well, what happened was Mars and the North Node joined the stellium of Virgo planets you had there, and Mercury moved out of the fifth and into the fourth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there you go.
And so that's kind of interesting that that happened, you know, very much so. And it actually did put Saturn deeper into your eighth house of the veil, of the other side, of that deep psychic energy of really drawing upon your Akashic memory of what you do as far as being the leader and the teacher, but also the mentor in a way that is very, very meditative. So it just shifted the energies enough that, I don't know, I like it.
Yeah, it does. It really, it puts your north node into your fifth house and your Mars. So it takes both of those into there. That's the thing I say it is more, okay?
Yeah.
Even though, you know, you take Mercury out, here you've got more energy going into there because that Libra that heading towards is more creative instead of duty or service. Okay, and balancing out that. And I agree here again with the Saturn and Capricorn embedding itself into your eighth house instead of lingering on the edge. It makes a big difference.
Wow. That's amazing. It's so nice to be able to understand some of this now. So thank you so much, Jacqueline. You're just a fabulous, fabulous teacher.
Oh, she always has been.
She's amazing.
Yes. Absolutely.
The other thing I like about the change is the 0 degrees part of fortune in your first house. When you're in Milton, you have it at 23 degrees Taurus, but when you moved to Vero Beach, it gave that activity because the 0 degrees, as you know and as I've taught you, that 0 degrees is a very empowering, impacting thing. And bringing it into Gemini is that communication and bringing it out to people in a simple form to where they can understand it or to where it's learning and palatable on a simple level. And I think that's really a great thing that Vero Beach brings out with you as well.
Well, all new, new information to assimilate. That's wonderful.
And one of the things I really do like about this chart, too, is that because Mars is in square to Saturn, you're never going to run out of the desire to teach. You know, it's kind of like always going to be there. And always to perfect it and always to be making your, increasing your repertoire, shall we say. That's the energy that I get.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes so much sense. Yeah, I'm always off in 1,000 different directions. Let me learn this. Let me learn this. I have to learn that. I got to know this. Yeah.
With all that Virgo, though, you are better when you're busy because boredom is your worst enemy, my dear.
That's very true. Jacqueline told me many years ago, go clean out a drawer.
One of my more famous wordings for that Virgo energy. Clean out a drawer, something.
That's it, Jacqueline. Just spit it out. That's great. That's great. Oh, I love it. I love it. One of the things I noticed in your transit wheel today, Beth, which I think is kind of cool, is that both Uranus, which is a higher octave of Mercury, and you are doing, you know, a lot of communication with the angels, and Mercury are both kissing in Aries, right on top of your south node. And so because of that, no matter how much of this you do, you're never going to feel like you do enough. And I think it's that yearning within the soul that brings all these wonderful opportunities to you. I just feel that you're going to flourish because of this. And that yearning is something that is felt on high. I know this from my own experience, and I see that in you, and I see it very, very powerful this year for you, as far as getting this business really rolling the way you want it to go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. it's so important, and I just can't do enough.
Well, one of the things that I do, Jacqueline does this a little different than I, but they both work in different ways, and I use the ancient part of fortune. I don't use the traditional, and part of the reason is most of the people that I read on a consistent basis are older souls, and I feel more comfortable using the ancient part of fortune because it separates the day and the night. And the way that I'm looking at your chart is I see your part of fortune at 3 degrees of Taurus in the 12th, and I see some beautiful trines, Pluto, the planet of empowerment in your chart, Venus, the love planet. So actually, when you give the love that you give, it does come back to you. I feel great amounts of appreciation in Vero Beach for you. I feel that so many people are going to come back even years later. I know you just started this not that long ago, and they're going to say, you don't maybe remember what you told me or what you said to me because you are a channel. But they'll come back, and they'll remember you, and they'll remember the gift that you gave so readily with an open heart, which I think is really nice.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
And the healing energy.
That could be a dance.
Have you used music any of your healing? Because it looks like music seems to be very key this year for you.
Yes, we do. In fact, on Tuesday, with what we're calling Super Tuesday, we are doing a sound healing. I don't do the actual music, but we do have someone coming in who's phenomenal. Glenn Owen, he plays the didgeridoo and drums and flutes, and he's just phenomenally talented. And we are trying to get someone in to do some crystal bowl healing, and I'm considering buying a friend's gamelan chimes and learning how to play, but we'll see.
Well, it's just the beginning, but I really think that you're going to find that this year that music can actually serve you greatly, personally as well as opening up that door for other people.
Oh, wonderful.
If you find something that works, you want to share it. That's just who you are, you know?
Yes. Yes. I have been trying to learn to play the flute, not practicing like I should.
Well, you can't make another day in the week? You know, you don't get you 8 days a week?
I know. I really, if we could do a 12-day week, I would be so happy.
Does that mean you'll get a day of rest in that 12 days?
No, probably not.
Doubtful.
Okay.
Probably not.
Who needs rest? Right. Now, with Mars retrograde in your fifth house right now, again, it looks like, again, as far as you, like your schedule and all that, you probably are really trying to perfect it and keep it as organized as possible, and you're trying to work smarter and not harder. Now, have you learned to delegate yet?
Oh, a little bit, but I'm not real good at that. It's one of those things I'm working on, being able to ask for help when you need it.
Mm-hmm. Opening up to receive is a very good idea.
Yes, yes. Receiving is a good thing. I keep telling myself that. It's okay if somebody helps. Yeah. It's easy for me to say it to other people, but doing it is a different ballgame.
I think that's something all of us counselors share in common. You know, it's easier to see other people's stuff and help them out and stuff, but when we go to get help, it's almost like, oh.
Right, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's very exciting, all the good things that you're doing. Now, do you ever do any traveling?
I do get to travel often. We went up to Virginia this past year. My youngest daughter got married, and that's been pretty much it for me on trips, other than some local buying trips.
Right, for the store?
Right.
The center. Okay, good. Yeah, so, Jacqueline, what are you teaching there now? What is Jacqueline teaching?
She's teaching beginning tarot. And advanced astrology? Is that right, Jacqueline?
Correct.
Great.
You know, and we're talking about doing a tarot share group.
Like I do.
Yes.
So I told her about it. It's so fun. And
I'm excited. Jacqueline was telling me about it last night, so I can't wait.
Well, I don't know if Jacqueline told you that I'm a collector of decks. I have 704 to date from all over the world.
Whoa!
I've been collecting them since like '93, and
that's fabulous.
Yeah, and I create new spreads for people. Some of them I just have in my head, and some of them are ones that I take from like on the web and stuff. But I always give the person credit, and I print them out. And every time we have the share group, I bring in different spreads and I bring in different decks. So if people have started out with one deck. Sometimes I like to refresh their third eye by having them look at a different artist because you can't read cards and be separate from the artist. So I really want them to open their third eye, and I discourage them from looking at the book. I say, look into the card. What do you see? What do you feel? You know, and that's what I do. And we have a blast. We really do. We enjoy it.
Oh, it sounds like so much fun.
I'm going
to have to travel to Roanoke soon so I can see your cards.
There you go. I tell you, it's amazing. And a lot of them have their own little homes.
Oh, you would be amazed. You would be amazed. I've watched them over the years, and you know, she'll pull one or two out this time, one or two out that time, and, you know, I just look at it and I'm amazed. You know, there's nobody that I know that has a bigger collection than Aphrodite of tarot cards. Or of any kind of card.
Yeah, I have a lot of different divination systems, too, that people use. And I love this because everybody's view of the universe and how it works, you know, when they create a deck like this, I usually go with the artist, you know, over what I've learned about tarot and about the divination system. I always go with the artist because I know in order for them to create this something out of nothing at all, they had to be vibrating to a frequency and see something within themselves that they wanted to share by creating this deck. And so because of that, you know, I have the ones that I really use more often than not. And most of them are astrologically based. They have astrological glyphs that accompany the energy on the cards. So that if I do an astrological reading, I usually follow it up and let them do a spread of cards with me. Because the cards should mirror what I saw on the chart by the same astrological glyphs. And the only time that hasn't worked was when I had the wrong birth time.
In 35
years. Yep. So it's amazing how it's nice for me because it gives me like self confirmation too. I know I'm right on track.
Right. So what is your favorite deck?
My favorite deck is actually the Thought deck. It's the Aleister Crowley deck. And it was actually, the artist of this deck was Lady Frieda Harris. And it's the only tarot deck in existence that I know of that has three magicians. And the three magicians are cardinal, mutable, and fixed. And they're different images. And part of the reason was because Aleister and Frieda had an ongoing argument about which magician they wanted to use. And so Frieda just said, I'm making all three. I
problem
like this
solved.
Deck. It's a very loud deck. I could read in nightclubs and very, very busy outside cafes and such with this deck and never miss a beat. It is very, very profound in the colors. And I have a number of decks that are like that, that they're just really very, very strong in the way that they come through. And because I have Mars conjunct Uranus conjunct the Sun, I tend to read in that way. You know, I like to feel a sense of confidence of what I'm feeling from the card and what message I have to bring forth. So it works really well for me. And but I love a lot of my decks, let me tell you. I go in there sometimes and I'm like in the middle of my little treasure house up in the attic.
I believe it. I can picture you sitting with them all around you going, oh, this one, no, this one, no, this one.
Yep, and I'll even ask all three decks different questions. You know, I don't care. You know, nobody's there but me. I'm just, like, doing this to kind of look into some things and say, which one should I bring for my share group, you know? Which ones haven't they seen yet, you know? And I have my favorites because some of them have, like, keywords in the cards, which helps people that are novices, that they've never really done this before. So I try and give them ones that have keywords and have rather clear images so that they can get the message right away from that deck. And then they feel very encouraged because they're seeing themselves in this deck. And so they come back and they say, well, you want to try something new the next time? And we do it that way. And when it tends to open them up, again, to use these images to open up the third eye, to receive the messages that they need to go forward. I think Jack was going to have a blast with this.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be absolutely wonderful.
Of course, Aphrodite and I both have our own style. I'm more mechanical than she is, but here again, she's so on the mark, and that's the hardest thing to get with the tarot is that it is just going on your instinct and what you see in the pictorial in front of you. It is so much of the pictorial. That's from each person resonates to another deck, and as you can tell, there's plenty of decks out there for people to choose from of what style resonates to them, and that's really where it comes in. Is the closer you get to really the pictorials that work for you, the better it is for you to be able to read easier.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
One thing you'd be very interested in, Beth, because you're so into the gemstones and such, I decided to create my own system of divination. This was like a couple of years ago. And I had been online and I had been looking at different gemstones and such. And so what I decided to do, I have a number of claws that have the astrological wheel on them. Okay, it has Aries on the ascendant, and it just goes around the wheel. And so I decided to go ahead and get heart-shaped crystals to represent each planet. And all of them are about the size of the inside of the palm of your hand. Okay, they're rather large. And I put them into this velvet star box that I have. And I had people sit down, and I said, okay, what I want you to do, I'm going to put this horoscope wheel in front of you, and I want you to go into this star-shaped box, and I want you to close your eyes, and I just want you to pick all of the stones out and place them on the cloth in front of you without looking. And I did an astrological reading that way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it was amazing what came out.
I bet it was.
And I bet it would be dead on.
Way of doing that.
Well, it's just something very different. You know, you go to these psychic fairs, and sometimes you'll go to some of the bigger ones, and there's like, oh, there's 10 tarot readers, there's 4 astrologers and stuff. I said, you know, I want something very, very unique, you know, and to just do something
different this time.
And so I went and I did it, and everybody loved it. Everybody thought it was great, you know. And
that is amazing.
Yeah, pretty fun. So they came up with a little mini version where I got smaller gemstones, okay, the very similar ones for the same planets, same planetary forces and stuff, the vibration, and did little ones, okay, for somebody, because I had it right inside my purse. They're sitting there and saying, well, you know, what is it really like being psychic? Okay, now, I've done that in a couple different ways, and one of the ways that I do it is I used to take a napkin. I just take the napkin in a restaurant, and I put one of the planets, I just write the planets on it, and I tear it up into little pieces, and I jumble it up, and I say, close your eyes and just pick me three, and place them in front of you, and I give them a message. But with the little gemstones, it made it much more succinct to put it on top of an astrological wheel, because now you have not only planetary energy, you have house energy. It was totally undetermined by anything. It's just what showed up.
Well, definitely from the resonant level of the person themselves. That's really the interesting part of it, is that you're mixing the stone energy with the person's energy. And stones, you know, they definitely have their strong energy, and they will resonate to the person, like a magnet to the person, you know. So you're dealing with their intuitive ability and their internal side when you're playing with the stones, because it's more like a magnet. It's a physical form. So that's why I think it's really interesting of a way of doing that, is because it's pretty powerful.
And that's why I always have people shuffle their cards when I'm doing a reading for them. I have them shuffle the cards because I want their energy on the cards. I want their left hand and their right hand in front of their heart chakra, creating that trinity, subconscious, the conscious, and the heart chakra energy together as they put the cards down and cut them for me. And I like doing it that way because it works sensationally better than if I do it on my own. Now, I can tune into people's voices because I do a lot of phone sessions because I am also clairaudient. And so I do that. I tune into their voice first. I do their chart. We talk for a while. I'm kind of in their energy field, and then I go ahead and I shuffle for them. And it works either way, but I really like one-on-one when they're doing it in front of me because I can feel all their thought processes going on, not specifically like read their mind or anything, but I can just feel all the hopes and dreams and things that are on their mind kind of going into that deck. And for them to have that intention really opens up the spiritual forces, the angelics, the brights to come in and help us. It's just wonderful.
Yeah, I think that you need to have the energy right there if you can.
Now, I had a question for you, Beth, and that was, when you're doing Reiki healing on a person, do you get, like, a lot of psychic input of, like, what's going on inside their body? Do you feel their pain or discomfort sometimes? Does it kind of go through you and then you release it? Is that how it works?
Sometimes, with the Reiki, I'm much better at protecting myself, so I don't actually physically feel it. Before I was a Reiki practitioner, I would sometimes literally feel their pain to the point where, if you know, they were having stomach problems, I would be doubled over. So in that, it's I'm much more able to shield myself physically. But yes, I do kind of take it and throw it away for them. So,
wow,
it is. And sometimes you can see amazing things. Sometimes I see auras, not always. And sometimes I can see down into the body, and you know, the angels a lot of the times just will kind of whisper in my ear, you know, put your hands here. There's a liver thing going on. So it's very interesting.
Wow.
It's very, very interesting.
So, you have someone
with
call
the,
me if they have a question for you.
Certainly.
Hi, this is the Illumination Station. Do you have a question for our special guest, Beth?
Would that be? Okay.
Do you have a special question for Beth?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't know I was on air. I wanted to let you guys know there's a really bad feedback, like echoing.
Yeah, we know that. We can't seem to get rid of it.
Oh, okay. I'm going to try and answer my question. I'm looking to move, and there's a program that I'm going to fund, you know, help me with the funding with the first and last and security for me to move. And I was wondering if it'd be an apartment, or I really had my heart set on this three-bedroom house that's really affordable. And I'm just at a point where I'm moving into a new place and trying to get my life on the right track, like getting back to school and everything. So I guess my question is, do you see me moving into a house or an apartment, and how do you see my school, my education as far as me going back to school going for me this year?
Well, we did readings for the first hour, and now we're interviewing Beth Frank, who's an angelologist. Let me just see if she has a message for you. Beth, do you feel any angel?
She should choose the place to live that is in the better neighborhood, whichever one that is. And you definitely should go back to school. You should work hard. You will be successful. So if you work hard, you'll be successful. Things will start to come easy for you if you're working towards a goal.
Okay. I guess with the moving part, it's like both neighborhoods that I've chose, it was like a two-bedroom apartment and then there's a house. Both of them are good neighborhoods. So I guess to narrow down the question, do you see me getting that three-bedroom house? Is it going to still be available for me to move into?
They're not telling me whether or not the three-bedroom will remain available for very long. I'm not getting any kind of confirmation on that at all. So my guess would be that it probably, whichever house you choose, will be fine.
Okay. With the retrograde plans that are going on right now, this is a time not to jump. It's a time to carefully consider. When were you planning on moving?
I have the rest of this month, and then I guess the beginning of next month, I want to be moved by then.
Well, you're going to be moving when Mars is still retrograde, okay? So it can be like a little bit back and forth as far as the moving is concerned. It's very important for you to get very much reorganized before you make the move. And my feeling is once you get into wherever you're going, it's going to take you a little while to get settled. But, again, we're not doing astrology right now. Beth is basically, she's asking the angels to help you at this time. And I think you're going to be guided in the right direction. And we thank you so much for calling in tonight.
And thank you for your time.
All right, you're welcome. Happy St. Pat's. All right,
thank
bye.
Thank you, too.
Nice person. Everybody's going through so many changes these days, aren't they?
Yes, all the shifting, shifting.
Boy,
it's a good thing.
Moving or changing relationships, but you know what? Again, in the end, I think this Mars retrograde in Virgo, because it is a perfecting intelligence, it's allowing us to better design the road ahead. And I think that's what's going to come out of it. I think we're going to all be amazed what happens at the end of April. I think we're all going to be better off than we were before.
I think that
I'm
is
waiting.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, Beth, again, why don't you give people the information about, again, where you're located and how they can reach you if they have any questions. A lot of people I know go back and forth to Florida, too, and our listeners are from all over the place, so this way they can kind of get their bearings on where you would be.
We are in Vero Beach, which is on the east coast of Florida, probably about halfway down. We are midway between Palm Beach and Melbourne, Cocoa Beach. A lot of people know those areas. So the physical address here is 1789 Old Dixie Highway. And again, that's Vero Beach. And the phone number, if anybody has questions, is 772-257-6499. Yeah. And we are open. The center is open Tuesday through Saturday from 11 to around 6. We are open many other days and much later and earlier, depending upon the events that are going on. But those are the physical stores hours.
Okay, great. Now, if someone wanted to have a Reiki treatment, do they call you to make an appointment?
Yes.
Do they walk
yes.
in? Okay.
Yes. Generally, they call to make an appointment. If I'm here alone, I can't obviously leave the store untended. So I try to schedule them for the days when my daughter-in-law can be here or I have help in the store. And we do have the two Reiki circles, one on Friday afternoon. It's 12:30 to 1:30, and we have a Tuesday evening Reiki circle. We start with a drum circle at 5:30, and we start the Reiki about 6:15.
Great,
and usually it's about 7:38.
And again, when people decide that they want to go there and get the Reiki treatment or join the circle, how much are they investing in themselves for the treatment?
It's by donation. The love donation for the Reiki circle, is whatever you can afford, if you can afford, and if you can't afford, that's okay too. We don't want anybody not to come because they don't have money. Eventually, I hope to have a scholarship kind of program going for the actual Reiki classes. Once we're able to pay the overhead and the store is doing well. So my thought is, people who don't have insurance or aren't, well-to-do, kind of health-wise, get the shaft all over the place. You know, if you're self-employed and you have no insurance, you don't go to the doctor, you don't have access to a nutritionist and, all these other little things that can help. And unfortunately, all of these energy modalities also cost money. So my goal is to figure out a way where there can be some form of an exchange through some sort of scholarship program so that people can learn Reiki for themselves and all of these other energy modalities so that they can assist themselves in healing, have access to people who know about diet and nutrition. I'm hoping to be able to get Reiki into the hospitals here and the hospice and the nursing home so that people can volunteer and pay for their classes through volunteer hours as opposed to money. Obviously, that's going to have to wait until, the overhead is taken care of here, but hopefully it won't be too long.
Wow, what a fabulous goal. That's awesome. Wow, that's great. Now, when do you have people there that do readings for people? I know that Jacqueline does readings there, too, and she's teaching two classes there. And you said you also have other people that read out of your center?
Yes, there are two other people that read here. We have Ariel on Tuesdays, and Kat is here on Saturdays. Jacqueline is here on Fridays.
Excellent. So they can call and make an appointment at the store, or do they call the practitioner?
They can call the store or the practitioner, whichever, they feel more comfortable doing. We all communicate very well together. So, if someone calls me and makes an appointment with Jacqueline, I call her and let her know she's got an appointment scheduled at that time. And, if someone calls her, she calls me right away. That way we don't double book.
It sounds like a group spirit energy. How marvelous.
It's been fabulous. So many wonderful people in the community have come in and they bring their wonderful energy and they're showing us such support. It's really been marvelous. It's been a community project and it's very much a community center.
Wow, I tell you. I'm just so excited about what you're doing, Beth. It's just phenomenal. Everything from the music to the healing to the angels, the beautiful classes, and everything you put together. We're at the top of the hour, and we're so happy that you joined us tonight, and I hope that you will hear from some people about the marvelous things that you're doing in Florida. We appreciate you coming on with us. We appreciate you coming on with us tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity. So I love Jacqueline, and I know I'll love you too.
I know you will too. Jacqueline, why don't you go ahead and give the people your contact information as well before we sign off?
They can call me at 772-286-2720 or catch me on Facebook.
And they can reach me at 540-400-0110 or catch up with me on Facebook as well. This has been the Illumination Station, and we hope you'll all tune in next week. And give Beth Frank a call if you have any questions about studying the angels, or if you're going to be traveling to Florida and you'd like to stop by and get a nice Reiki treatment and get healed there. We appreciate you listening tonight. Hear from you next week.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.